Back now with Day to Day, I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Cohen. Here's something I hate about being in the news business, making people afraid. Seems like we're always telling you about the latest risk that could affect your daily life. Beef recalls because burgers may have E. coli. Drinking alcohol can lead to breast cancer. Lead in your kids' toys. So today, we hope to make you feel a bit safer by telling you about a danger you probably haven't encountered and maybe you never will. And it's a very beautiful threat, too. We're talking about lionfish. Here to explain is Dr. Sidney Spiesel. He's a Yale Medical School professor, researcher, and pediatrician. He writes the Medical Examiner column for the online magazine Slate. Welcome back to the program, Sid.
Hi, Alex.
Sid, tell us a little bit about this lionfish. What does it look like?
It's very beautiful. It has stripes down the side, and it has a mane of very lovely elements of the fins that surround its head. Most of them are in the 6 to 9 inch size range.
And why is it dangerous?
It has all these little spines, and these spines carry a particularly hideous venom. Just brushing against them causes terrible, terrible pain.
Sounds like a good defense mechanism. Where exactly can you find these lionfish?
Well, originally, you could find these lionfish in the southern Pacific waters around Australia, anywhere where there are coral reefs, Malaysia, near India. Unfortunately, you can now find them on the American Atlantic coast and in the Bahamas.
How'd they get here?
Well, that's a little bit of a mystery. I'll tell you, there are sort of three theories. One theory is that the larvae of the fish, which are very small, might have been sucked up in the seawater, which ships use as ballast, sucked up in the Pacific, discharged as the boats were loaded in the Atlantic near perhaps Florida or the Carolinas. That's one theory. Another theory is that people bought these fish for their home aquaria, little, you know, beautiful tropical fish. They cost, I think, $50 to $100. People are often not warned about how terribly dangerous they are, and they might have found out the hard way and just dumped them. And then there's a third theory, and these are not mutually incompatible theories. During Hurricane Andrew in 1992, there was an aquarium in Key Biscayne, Florida, that had at least six of these lionfish swimming around. And during the force of the hurricane was so great that the aquarium was smashed and the entire contents of the aquarium were sort of washed down into the ocean nearby.
Okay, so let's say you happen to be swimming around in the eastern seaboard or you're near an exploding aquarium or for whatever reason you happen to come in contact with this venom. Is it something that you could wash off? Should you go straight to a hospital? What's the best bet?
Well, the standard way of treating it is to immerse the limb in very hot water, not scalding, but very hot water, and it probably requires a half an hour of immersion. And the reason is that the toxin seems to be broken down by heat. But many people have found that even though they follow this advice, it sure hurts like the devil, and they wind up going to the emergency room anywhere, where sometimes they can be relieved by pain relievers, but ultimately that's about it.
That's opinion from Dr. Sidney Spiesel of Yale Medical School. You can read his Medical Examiner column at slate.com. Thanks so much, Sid.
Thank you.